Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some absolute mess that you are not ready for. We're talking family drama that'll make your jaw drop, international incidents, and some seriously questionable celebrity encounters. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about Amanda Peet, because girl, this woman just served us some brutal family tea, and I am absolutely living for the honesty. So Amanda, you know her. She's been in loads of films. Proper actress for years now, right? Well, she's just come out and said that when she told her parents she wanted to be an actress, they basically compared it to being a hooker. I'm screaming! The audacity of parents sometimes, honestly. So get this. Her dad's a corporate lawyer, her mom's a social worker, and Amanda said they were as far from the entertainment business as you could possibly be. Like, these are proper traditional career people, yeah? And their daughter comes home like, "Mom, Dad, I want to be an actress." And they're basically like, "What's next? You gonna tell us you want to work the streets?" I cannot even begin to imagine how that conversation went down. But here's the thing that's got me thinking. Amanda's 54 now. She's had this incredible career. She's been in everything from romantic comedies to serious dramas. And I'm just wondering if her parents have ever actually apologized for that comment. Because girl, that is the kind of thing that stays with you forever, isn't it? Like, imagine every time you're on set, every time you're at a premiere, there's this little voice in your head remembering what your own parents said about your dreams. The thing is, though, and this might be controversial, but I kind of get where the parents were coming from. Not the hooker comment, that was absolutely out of line, but the concern about the entertainment industry? It's brutal out there. The rejection, the uncertainty, the fact that you could be working in a coffee shop for years waiting for your big break. But there's ways to express that concern without completely destroying your child's confidence. You know what I mean? What I love about Amanda sharing this, though, is that it shows how far she's come despite that negativity. She didn't let her parents' lack of understanding stop her from pursuing what she loved. That takes some serious strength, and honestly, good for her for calling them out publicly. Sometimes parents need to hear how their words affected their children even decades later. Okay, so moving on from family drama to international chaos, because Kanye West? Oh, Kanye, what are we going to do with this man? So he was supposed to perform in Marseille, that's in France, for anyone whose geography isn't up to scratch. And now he's had to pull the concert, because France is literally considering banning him from the country. The absolute state of it all. So here's what happened. French officials, including the mayor of Marseille, Benoît Payan, and interior minister, Laurent Nunez, basically said, "Not on our watch," and publicly pushed back against Kanye performing in their city. And why? Because of his history of anti-Semitic remarks. Girl, the consequences are finally catching up with him, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. The thing about Kanye is, look, I used to be a massive fan. His music was incredible, his creativity was off the charts. But these past few years, it's been painful to watch. And I know there's always debate about mental health and accountability and all of that, which is a serious conversation, but at some point, actions have consequences, don't they? What's wild to me is that this is France we're talking about. Like, they're not just canceling a venue booking or a record deal. They're talking about banning him from an entire country. That's how serious this has gotten. When government officials are getting involved and saying, "We don't want this person in our city," you know you've crossed some serious lines. And honestly, part of me is here for it. Because for too long, celebrities have been able to say whatever they want and face minimal consequences. They'll lose a sponsorship deal here and there, maybe get canceled on Twitter for a few weeks, but then they're back like nothing happened. But when you start losing entire countries, that's a different level of accountability. I just feel sorry for his fans in France who were probably looking forward to the show. They're the ones getting punished here too, and that's the frustrating part about when celebrities mess up this badly. It's not just them that suffers, it's everyone around them. Right, so speaking of celebrities making questionable choices, let's talk about Guy Fieri, because this man has found himself in some mess, and honestly, I didn't see this coming on my 2024 bingo card. So Guy's at UFC 327 in Miami, just trying to enjoy some fights, and he runs into Andrew and Tristan Tate. And girl, He greeted them, hugged them, the whole thing got filmed, and now the internet is going absolutely mental. For anyone who doesn't know who the Tate brothers are, where do I even start? They're these controversial influencers, there's been all sorts of allegations and legal issues, and they're basically not the kind of people you want to be seen cozying up to if you're trying to maintain a family-friendly brand. And Guy Fieri? He's like the wholesome Food Network dad who takes you to Flavortown. This was not the crossover anyone expected. So the backlash was immediate and brutal. People were like, Guy, what are you doing? And not Guy Fieri getting caught up with these people. And honestly, I felt a bit bad for him because you could tell this wasn't some planned meeting or endorsement. Sometimes you're at an event, you see someone you've met before, you're being polite, and before you know it, someone's filming and you're trending on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. But here's where it gets interesting. Guy responded to the backlash and said he's devastated by the whole situation. He basically explained that he was just being polite at a public event and that he doesn't endorse or support their views or actions. And you know what? I actually believe him. Guy Fieri has been in the public eye for years and he's never been involved in anything controversial like this. His whole brand is about being positive and bringing people together over food. The thing is, though, and this is where it gets tricky, when you're a public figure, you have to be so careful about who you're seen with. It's not fair, but that's the reality. One photo, one handshake, one hug can completely change the narrative around you. And in today's social media world, where everything gets filmed and shared instantly, you really can't afford to let your guard down. What I respect about Guy's response, though, is that he didn't try to make excuses or deflect. He acknowledged people's concerns, explained what happened, and you could tell he genuinely felt bad about the whole situation. That's how you handle a PR nightmare, honestly. Own it, explain it, and move on. But it does make you think about how exhausting it must be to be famous sometimes. Like, you can't even go to a sports event without worrying about who might approach you and how it might look if someone gets a photo. Imagine having to analyze every social interaction through the lens of how it might play on social media. Mental. The whole thing also shows how important context is, doesn't it? Without knowing the full story, it looked like Guy was buddying up with these controversial figures. But when you understand it was just a brief, polite interaction at a crowded event, it completely changes how you view the situation. But of course, context doesn't always matter on the internet, does it? People see a photo and make up their minds instantly. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. From Amanda Peet serving us brutal family honesty, to Kanye facing international consequences for his actions, to Guy Fieri learning the hard way about celebrity associations, it's been a proper roller coaster of drama today, hasn't it? Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. The mess never stops, and neither do I. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!